Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, September 5th. Colorado is a resilient state. We weathered the 2008 recession better than most, and now things are booming. The unemployment rate is among the lowest in the nation, and people are flocking here for jobs. But it's a different story in many parts of western Colorado. In the first of three stories, Benta Berkland looks at how the loss of mining jobs has residents and towns struggling to survive.
It's easy to see the impact of a strong economy in Denver. Construction cranes are up all over the city, and it's harder than ever to find affordable housing. But for Peggy Case, life is different on the western slope.
We go to Walmart and we're filling up three carts, and they're like, what are you shopping for? Like, we live in Nucla.
Nucla is in Montrose County. It's halfway between Telluride and Moab, Utah. Just over 700 people live here. There are no stoplights, and the nearest supermarket is 2 hours away. But Peggy Case and her family have called it home for almost 20 years.
Probably because he's ahead in the math class.
It just says empty.
That's why it says see Mr. Rodoko at the bottom.
Today, she's at the local high school registering her three children for classes.
This is our village. If my kid does something, I usually know they did it before they even know that they did it.
5 minutes up the road is the town of Naderita. It means little nature in Spanish. The quietness surrounds you as you drive through the expansive vistas leading into these small towns. Although school superintendent Mike Epright remembers when he was younger and Naderita was bustling.
When it was uranium boom town and lots happening, and back in those days we had about 1,000 students in our school district.
Most of the uranium jobs went away in the mid-80s, and now there are only 300 students, and Epright expects to lose another 100 students after the tri-state power plant shuts down.
It's definitely one of those things, important things of trying to find something to stabilize our community.
The New Horizon coal mine closed earlier this year.
There's this sense sometimes that people say, well, you know, those poor communities, you know, they're really in bad shape.
Irv Halter heads the Colorado Department of Local Affairs.
They're actually not. They're actually great places to live.
It's one of several state agencies currently trying to address the issue. A big challenge, he says, is creating diverse economies with multiple industries. And the solutions can be as unique as the communities themselves.
If you're a coal miner and the jobs are not as frequent here, but say they're still mining coal in Wyoming or Montana, you might decide, hey, I mine coal, it's what I do, I'm going to move up there. Those folks may not be interested in retraining.
Since 2015, Colorado has invested more than $9 million to prepare high school students for careers in the hospitality field, award grants to entities retraining workers for high-skilled jobs, and reimbursing employers who hire student interns in an innovative industry. Other federal money is also going to worker retraining. It's cliche, but Halter says only time will tell if it's going to work.
Patience is not a great virtue of Americans. That's what made us such a great country. But people want an answer, and they want it now.
But with industries shifting in Montrose, Delta, and other coal counties, there isn't a lot of time for some of these towns. Closing the New Horizon coal mine and Tri-State Power Plant in Naderita could mean the loss of 70% of the area's tax base. On the upside, there are newcomers like Ron Kittleson. He was living in Montrose, and when it was time to retire, he settled 2 hours away in Nucla.
I just like the people over here. They accepted me, and I just kind of fit in, and it's just a very comfortable place to live.
Kittleson points to the hiking as well as the fishing and hunting. And for a small town, Nucla has gained some notoriety. It passed an ordinance 4 years ago requiring a gun in every home. Now it may be time to look outwards.
It's unfortunate that the timing for the power plant and mine closing, because that's just a huge hit all at once. It's going to be hard for the community to absorb.
And for the families if they want to stay. Peggy Case's husband is expected to lose his job in the next year. She works as a substitute teacher.
But to raise a family, you can't raise a family as a substitute teacher. So everybody's depressed. I mean, they know it's going to happen, but we don't know exactly when. And I try not to think about it because I'll just sit down and cry.
Case is grateful her family has some time to figure things out, unlike a lot of others. And because her husband's parents and grandparents still live here, her family wants to stay too. Improving tourism and expanding agriculture are some of the ideas being floated to turn things around. But will that be enough? We'll explore that question in our next story. I'm Benta Berkland.
In a press release from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, hunters who plan to go to the Taylor Park area for the 2017 big game seasons are reminded that the Cottonwood Pass Road is closed west of the summit in Gunnison County. The road, known locally as Gunnison County Road 209, is being widened and paved from the summit to Taylor Reservoir at the intersection of Gunnison County Road 742. Construction work on the 16-mile section started in May and is scheduled for completion in September of 2018. Absolutely no vehicles, motorcycles, bicycles, or people on foot are allowed on the road while it is under construction. Recently, unauthorized vehicles have entered the construction zone and nearly collided with heavy equipment. The area on both sides of the road outside the construction zone is still open to hunting. However, the use of the road for access is prohibited. Hunters who are hunting in the proximity of the road must be sure of their targets and what's beyond so as not to endanger construction crews or equipment. Hunters are also reminded that it is illegal to shoot across county roads. On the upper section, the road can be crossed via the Timberline Trail. The crossing is well marked to ensure safety. Hunters and other travelers going to Taylor Park from the east can access the area by traveling through Gunnison. The east side, accessed from Buena Vista on Chaffee County Road 306, is open to the summit. Construction for this year will end around Thanksgiving holiday. The road will be open during the winter for snowmobiling, cross-country skiing, and other winter activities. The road will close again on April 1, 2018. A new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Colorado is the thinnest state in the nation. But as Benta Berkland reports, state health experts say the report is still concerning.
Colorado's obesity rate is about 22%, a significant increase from the year before. Dr. Larry Wolk is the chief medical officer for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. He says it's probably more correct to say Colorado is the least fat.
Nothing about more than 1 in 5, approaching 1 in 4 adults being obese is really good news, because it's not. And you know, it's something that a concerning trend regardless.
It's also a national trend. Wolk says an influx of people moving to the state could be part of the cause. Also, a more sedentary lifestyle and more screen time. He says Colorado is working on a multifaceted approach to try to combat the problem. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening. Thank you.